thee. I began to think about that for a little while and begin to ponder upon that. And whenever I looked at the whole situation while living in this life, I understand the reason that God didn't go to the upper crust of society. He didn't go to the palace. He didn't enter into the world with fanfare. No, he was not born with a golden spoon in his mouth. No, he came to the very bottom. He came to the lowest of the low. He was born to a young woman who didn't live with great. I don't think she grew. Listen, when you set the setting and you get in the text, I don't find anywhere where it speaks of how much that Mary had. We don't find anywhere in the text where it says that Mary was prominent. Almost as if she was a nothing and a nobody. Yet, she had favor with God. You know what that word favor means? It speaks of the grace of the Lord. It speaks of the grace of God. The Bible said Noah found favor in the eyes of God. Amen. I tell you, I'm thankful this, listen today, that while Jesus could have been born in the palace, and while Jesus could have been born in the wealth, and while Jesus came from all those things, he didn't come here for that. He came here to save the lost from sin. He came to bring us out of corruption that one day we could spend eternity in the glory world with him, highly favored. I want you to think about that for just a minute, highly favored. In order to be highly favored, there's some things that you have to do to align yourself with the things of God positionally so that you can be highly favored. In other words, Mary was not someone who lived a life that was not pleasing unto God. I think y'all agree with me on that. And I think that God's still looking today for people that he likes to put the mark upon of being highly favored. People who accept his word and people who receive his word with gladness and people who look to his word for help and guidance and deliverance, amen. Can I say this morning that if you've been saved by the grace of God, may I tell you that you're full of grace today. Hey, you understand where you came from, but you also know where you're going, amen. We're not our own. We're bought with a price, hallelujah. I tell you, I'm not the old man that I once was. I've been changed internally, and I'm going from this place to home, amen. That place is called heaven, amen. That's where the angel came from. That's where God dwells. And one of these days, I too am going to walk that street of gold. Thank God. Mary was highly favored. I got to thinking about Mary's life, and I seemed to kind of connect a little bit with Mary. I seemed to understand a little bit of where Mary came from. I know that Mary, while living this world, must not have had much materially. Hey, some of us, man, some of us know what hardship is. Sometimes you look across the street and you'll think to yourself, boy, they got it made. You look across on the hills and you'll think, man, I tell you, if I could just be like old so-and-so. What you don't realize is those that live in Hollywood and those that live in these prominent places are miserable people a lot of times because they don't have the God that we serve living on the inside. I find Mary down there in this place called Nazareth, living in a corrupt place, living in a dirty world. I tell you, we're living in a dirty world, aren't we? We're living in a world full of sodomites, and listen, we're living in a world full of alcoholism. We're living in a world that thrives off of many different areas of sinfulness, amen, and are getting rich off of sin, amen. But yet, while Mary may not have had a whole lot of been blessed materially, we do find that she was highly favored and blessed godly, amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.